Greetings, word lovers. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Though today few recognize the 1747 poem Ode on a Distant Prospect of Eton College, it was once so famous that English speakers still use a portion of it in a familiar expression. More about that in a minute. But first, the poet. Thomas Gray was born in London in 1716. He spent his youth at prestigious Eton College, a boarding school for boys ages 13 through 18. Later in his adulthood, Thomas Gray wrote Ode on a Distant Prospect of Eton College, which recalls spending his pleasant school years on the shady banks of the River Thames. In the poem, Gray observes the Eton students, young and idealistic as he once was, play vigorous games on the meadow. But at a two-decade remove, the poet predicts that those fresh, healthy lads will soon enough encounter illness, remorse, and misfortune in their adulthoods. The poet concludes that he must not interfere with the bliss of youth. He writes, "And why should they know their fate, since sorrow never comes too late and happiness too swiftly flies? Thought would destroy their paradise. Where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise." Sound familiar? Thomas Gray's 1747 poem is the source of Ignorance is Bliss, meaning what you don't know can't hurt you. From Montana State University in Bozeman, I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.